Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York City. And I'm calling in to talk to you about the lovely weather that we're having up in the heavens above and how exciting it is up there. And we talk here and we take calls from listeners and we check in with where we are in the world and what we're doing and how it all lays out. So this is an interesting week. Of course, I've been having, my purse has been eating my calendar lately. So I don't have my little calendar right here. There it is. Okay. It ate it. Hides, jumps and hides. So this week we're having a lot of action and a lot of action. Am I still here? Max, you got to get down, darling. You can't stand on the phone. Get down off the phone. Oy. We're having a lot of action aspects. And I think I see Mark arriving. Hi, Mark, is that you? Mark? Nope. Maybe not. All right. Well, at any rate, it looks like I'm still hooked in. The cat didn't just... Hi, Mark. There you are. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're having a lot of action aspects in the sky and a lot of excitement and a lot of craziness and a lot of people feeling very overwhelmed and kind of like they're being shot out of a cannon. And so at any rate, I'm Ann Ortley, and I'm broadcasting here at my bright red desk. And I'm joined by Mark, and you're there where?
Here in New York City, Mark Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
that's two of us, and
Heather's
around somewhere, right?
Heather's around somewhere. She hasn't signed in yet, but hopefully she'll get here soon. It's that kind of day, man, I tell you. So what have you noticed in the week ahead? I know it's just been craziness here in my land. What's been going on in your world?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a new moon coming up, 19 Sagittarius.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, we love new moons.
Yeah, and this is a nice fire sign. Sagittarius is party time.
Right. You sound like you have a little cold.
Oh, really? No, not
yeah.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Just
okay.
A
little
touch.
Nasally. Just a touch. Okay. Yeah, and we're having Mars opposite Uranus. That's the big aspect for the week, which
right.
is war. And it's tomorrow, and it perfects at 8:30 tomorrow night. So tonight, Mercury went into Capricorn, so we have to be practical and reliable and dependable in our conversations and how we say things and what we do. And then, of course, Venus is in Scorpio, so we are very much about the direction where we're heading, what we're doing, and everything's much more passionate. So as we enter this energy of intense transformation with the Mars opposite Uranus, last week it squared the Pluto, as it's setting off that T-square, you know, it's why everybody's really feeling the need to make really big changes or really make shifts in their lives. So it's an important time. You know, what are you saying to your clients about how to handle this energy?
Basically, you use it to make changes, but don't get yourself caught in having changes made on you. You know, in other words, don't get caught in the crossfire.
Right.
Okay. Stay very steady on what it is that you need to change and what your path is, and be very clear about that and very steady. And it's a good time to make progress. But there's always the possibility with these energies of things happening around us or people wanting us to make changes that we're not ready to make. And so there's a kind of forcible energy.
And so what do you do when that happens? How do you handle it?
Well, the main thing is if you have your own agenda and you're on your own track, you won't be thrown off by the other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even when you notice, I don't know, you're going along and you notice something isn't right around you. Unless you see something very clear that you can do about it, it's okay now to just ignore it and stay on your track.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause,
to ignore it.
Yeah, these are big energies.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you know, it's kind of, it's on the level that an individual can get caught up in. It's like, you know, a huge, like a tsunami or something. There's not much you can do about it. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no.
moving in. It's going to do what it does. And so the best thing you can do is, you know, pick a route that you want to follow and just stay on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get caught up in the tsunami anyway, well, you know, it wasn't going to help to stand there and watch it. So you might as well be
right.
trying to move somewhere on your own.
Right, where you're
so
able
that's my
to get
advice.
The... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a better chance just, you know, moving in some direction.
Hmm.
But you won't. You can't get in and mess with it. That's the
right.
kind of energies these are. They're like big earthquake
mm-hmm.
kind of energies. You know, much bigger than any of us.
Right. Right. Yeah, they are really big, and they're not. Oh, the right word for it. You're not always going to feel like you're being valued or validated. You know, it's unfortunate
right.
in that sense because it is, because they are bigger than us. There's a quality of, well, gee, that's not what I thought should happen. And so when that happens, we have to kind of go, okay, how do we work with that on a different level? Because that part can be very hard for people.
Yeah.
So, I like the tsunami analogy, but it also is, there's an element of no control. And so when that happens, we go, well, you know, I don't have any control over this, and I can make the best of it, or I can modify my behavior in another way, but I definitely need to do something because this isn't working. So, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
And the new moon is an interesting moon. It's a Sag moon, and it's bright and early. And interestingly, they're all at 19 for a while now, for a little run. And this puppy is 19 Sag, and so it kind of calls us in, you know, because it's right at that changeable, mutable energy, and it's very much squaring the eclipses that we have coming, the one that we're having in March, the one we had last March. And then it's also squaring the one from September. So there's a lot of energy there in terms of, you know, how the eclipse works. So, because it's going to get stimulated by this brand new lovely moon. And then we also have, as we're going forward into the energy, we have a lot of energy with that Mars Uranus opposition. We also have Mercury entering Capricorn, which makes him want to be much more plain-spoken in his communications because he's going to be like, well, you know, this is what I need from you and this is what's not getting done, or this is what I'm looking for and this is not happening. So part of what we're going to work on with this is what is it you really need to have done in your life? And with Saturn squaring Neptune, you might find that that's not happening, but that it is a problem when it doesn't happen, because then you're going to have to figure out what you want to do about it on a different level. And these transits are very powerful because Mercury's on the galactic center, and it's really giving us a lot of information we maybe didn't have before, but it also doesn't mean it's pleasant information. And then as Mercury goes into zero cap, we start a whole new process and a whole new beginning around things. So there's a lot of energy here around how do we get there and what do we need to do. And I think the energy is really potent, and just knowing that it's that potent can often help, but it's hard to be in the middle of it sometimes. So what do you tell people when they're feeling really overwhelmed? I mean, I know today there was a point today when I just about was like, I just want to put my head down and cry.
Oh.
And I thought, no happiness. And there was a quote, Rose Kennedy was cited as saying, no crying, you know, go outside if you want to cry. And I was like, man, you know. So what do you say to people when they want to go outside and cry?
Well, yeah, that is an option. You can go outside and cry if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I say, okay, you do that if you want, but it's not going to change anything. And you might as well take a chance on getting something done. So it's, again, I feel it's sort of like you're skiing across a big valley and you know there's a chance of an avalanche, and you get about halfway across where you can't, you know, you can't go forward or backward. You just got to keep going. You know, I mean, you can't go back anymore. You have to keep going. And sure enough, here comes the avalanche. So you have a choice, right? You can say, mm-hmm. oh, I'm going to get caught and swallowed up in this thing. Or you can just keep going and, you know, as if the avalanche is not happening. And it might not catch you. If it does, well, it's over anyway.
I like that.
Right?
It might not catch you.
It might not catch you. And so, you know, you make the best of what you can do, and maybe it won't catch you. If it does, that's the last thing you're going to think about anyway.
Right.
You know, you're caught. Okay.
Okay, that's it. New life.
You know, I mean, that's kind of...
Restart.
I feel like that's the sort of times that we're in, you know, when these things erupt.
Right.
You know, you pick a plan, go with it, and if it works, you're clear. If it doesn't, well, that's some other story, you know.
Right.
It doesn't help you to think about it, you know, like what's going to happen if I die? Well, you can stop and think about that if you want, but it's not going to change the avalanche.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of what I feel.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, you know, it isn't going to change the avalanche. The avalanche is coming, and you got to get there, right? So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you're at least going to enjoy one last ski, you know.
Right.
You know, why not?
Right. So, yeah. No, it definitely is definitely interesting times we live in. So, one last ski, I like that. And go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah, just go down the hill.
If you stop, you're like a deer caught in headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, well, then nothing will happen. So,
right. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a deer caught in headlights, then it kind of pulls it in a different
You got a lot more options. And, you know.
You got more options.
Yeah.
You can kind of go, I don't really think so. So, interesting land. Huh. Well... Yeah, I know for me, you know, working on it and trying to figure out, like, you know, because it's a lot about figuring out how you're going to do things, too. There's a lot of energy right now around that whole process, feeling a little blocked or a little held back. And, you know, what actually you want to do with it. So it's interesting times we live in. And, you know, we often forget that we do have choice even in the middle of how we're going to do things. And we have to look at that and say, well, you know, what's our purpose here on this stuff? And why are we choosing that path when perhaps maybe something's better? There might be something better for us. So it's interesting. I know for me, I'm like really, really not happy, but that's all right. It's okay. It makes you appreciate life more, right? You there? Did I lose you, Mark? I think Mark just fell off the switchboard. He seems to be gone. No, there he is. Did you fall off?
Hello?
What happened? Hi.
Oh, I don't know. I heard a kind of an electronic racket, and then I lost the call.
You lost
okay,
the call.
Sorry
I was like, wait,
that.
He's gone. No, no, I was like, where'd you go? You're not there anymore.
that was that.
Hey, you know, it's all good. Mercury's in Capricorn. I realized when you didn't talk back. Oh, caller 917-664 has dropped. There he is. He's gone. Anyway,
I got caught in the avalanche.
You got caught in the avalanche. You got carried away on the sweeping slope of where we're going.
Right.
All right, so maybe we'll take some calls from listeners. We didn't have any emails this week that I remember seeing, but that doesn't mean they didn't come in. It just means I don't remember seeing them.
We didn't see them, yeah.
Yeah. Anything you want to add about the weather before we go get listeners?
No, I think that's... I think we've covered it.
Okay. Cool. So if you want to ask us a question, raise your hand. And you do that by pressing 1, and then we pick up your call. All right. So let's try 647-993. Hi, 647-993. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Anne. I've called earlier this year, so hopefully it's okay to call again.
Mm-hmm.
The birth date is June 6, 1978.
June 6, 1978, yep.
Yeah, and my birthplace is in Hungary.
Where?
I'll spell it for you. It's K-E-C-S-K-E-M-E-T.
Okay, Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And what time were you born?
I think it's a quarter after one. Actually, it's a quarter to two, sorry.
In morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay, and what's your question?
I have been overly traumatized and like repeated in the last year in every sense of the word you can imagine, and I am extremely discouraged at this point, and that just means, you know, all relationships fell apart financially. I'm at the bottom of the batter, and I've been actively trying to rebuild, but it's just not coming together, and I'm super scared, and I don't really know how to find hope.
How to find hope? Okay.
Uh-huh. In terms of keeping things or rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like everything I try is just not, I just create more chaos.
Well, create more chaos or create more things leaving?
Both. I think
both,
it's a leaving.
Yeah.
The leaving, it's, you know what, you the leaving.
I think it's the leaving thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you look at your chart, you know, in terms of the chaos and stuff, you know, as a Gemini, June 6, 78, as a Gemini with the sun and moon in, they're in, it's what we call a crescent moon, right after the new moon. You're actually really a new moon baby. So new moon babies tend to live in a kind of constant state of creation. But then we can reframe that and stay a constant state of chaos. You know, it can be either way. And so the goal is to have it be creation-based rather than chaos-based. And you've been having a big Pluto transit. You know, you've had Pluto on your ascendant. And right now, literally, he's squaring your ascendant, squaring Pluto, squaring Mars is in the first. Last week when he squared Pluto, and this week when he opposes Uranus, these are very tough transits, meaning it's temporary, it's transitory, but they can very much feel kind of an emotional, like emotional wallop. And
yeah.
With Pluto down at the very bottom of your chart right now, you know, he's down in the bottom kind of stirring up the mud, you know, if you think of him as like a little Roto-Rooter. Now, when you have Pluto square Pluto, very often you find yourself in triangle situations that are not necessarily the easiest ones, meaning you, another person, and a third person, or you, another person, and a third thing, drugs, alcohol, work, something like that. So part of what we do when we're having a Pluto transit is we have to get very still, and we really have to listen to that inner voice and kind of focus on it. And right now, because the sun and, you know, Neptune is on your sun, sun is on your Neptune, you can feel that lack of hope. And we find very often when we're opposite our birthday, you know, so you're born June 6th, so December 9th, so 3 days ago, when the sun was opposite your sun, we really feel kind of, it's kind of a low time in the year because it's like a full moon almost, but it's with our sun. So our chart can feel a little extra depressed, plus it was just rolling over the Neptune. So saying that you're on the back end of the transit, it's almost finished, and that once it starts to move, you're going to feel better is good, because it is. It's going to feel better. But you still have a little bit more Pluto to go, because it's going to come to oppose your sun or your Venus, the ruler of your chart. So the really hard time is finished. But we have a reconstruction that we have to go through. And, you know, I had a client who had similar transits to yours, and she just said to me, you know, I just want to sit on my couch and eat ice cream and drink wine and binge watch Netflix. And I was like, you know, that might be a thing to do right now. Not that that's what you want to do, but it's to understand that we don't no one ever tells us that there are going to be times when we're traveling through a dark valley. The key to know is that it's almost over, and really you'll start to feel better by the end of the month, because Pluto's going to get a little distance. But right now, you're really at the darkest part of the process, because Pluto's squaring Pluto almost to the minute, and he's just, and of course, Sun's on Neptune, so you don't have any vision of what's coming. But there is new stuff coming. But as Mark said, the analogies we used earlier in the show, you're on the tsunami, grab a hold of the raft. You're on the avalanche, you're skiing down the hill. You know, ride the energy to the best of your ability, knowing it will be over soon, and you'll be released from it, because you will be, and it'll feel really good, and you'll feel much better. But right now, you're at the absolute pinnacle of it, really. And this is the worst part. So the good news is you're almost through the worst part. The bad news is you're right in the middle of the worst part. I mean, Mark, what do you want to pipe in and add here?
Yeah, you can kind of tell yourself that you're really in the middle of a bad dream, and you will wake up from this one. And there's nothing you can do to wake yourself up in the short term, but it is the short term. You know, it's not that long until you actually wake up and you say, "Ooh, I'm glad that didn't all come true." But there can often, with these Pluto things, there's often fear. There's an unknown. You know, things are changing within you and around you, and you don't necessarily have control over them. You have to let them happen. It's a little bit like, if you can imagine being a caterpillar and experiencing the change into a moth or a butterfly, it's a whole different creature and a whole different way of living and being. And there's that time period where if you had the sort of consciousness of thinking forward and backward, it would be very scary to know that, oh, I'm changing into a whole different creature, and where am I going? What's going on? The lucky thing for caterpillars is that they basically they don't have, as far as we know, they don't have a big capacity to be anxious. They go through the experience without trying to think where they're going. They just do it. So, you know, but we get scared when we're in the middle of that kind of process.
We do. Big time. I am so very scared at this point, because, you know, it seems like even, you know, primary relationship I had, that just, you know, kind of went up in smoke suddenly as well. And works and things I was expecting, it's like nothing is, actually, there, everything is just gone.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is true.
And,
Yep.
But it's, you know, because it's squaring your angles. It's Pluto's right on your IC, which is home and family, squaring the relationship axis, squaring you, and blowing up your career. So everything's up. But it doesn't mean it's forever. It just means right now, yes, everything's blowing up. So it's okay to feel the fear, but then what you have to do is say, okay, let me pray. You know, that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. You can ask your guides for help, because, you know, when you're in the dark of the night, you basically say, I'm on my knees and I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Please help me. And at that point, you know, you got picked up as a caller tonight. You said, you know, I called in before, and I'm like, oh, that's Heather. Heather makes people hang up. I'm easy. I just let them talk. You know? And Mark's really easy, you know. So Heather's not here tonight, so no worries. We can talk to you. And she's not going to make you hang up. And but it's also, it's understanding that part, and no disrespect meant to Heather by that either. I mean, I know she wants every caller to have an option. But it also is understanding that, you know, sometimes when you're really in the dark, you know, and trying to figure it out. But this because this is angular, what it's doing is it's really waking up everything in your life. And it's basically kind of like, if you can imagine like a giant Pluto standing at the bottom of your tree, shaking everything in, you know, you're in the tree and the whole, the relationship rattle just fell off, and there goes the job rattle, and then you are rattling, and you just kind of have to, you know, your job is to hang on and go, okay. I mean, right before you called, it was road food Alaskan style, and there was this bear chasing a guy on a bike, you know, and I was like, oh, that's cute. You're being chased by a giant bear called Pluto, but he's not going to catch you. And your job is to know, okay, let me just hang onto the tree, you know, as tight as I can, and then if I do fall off, maybe he won't notice me and I'll be able to run away. But it's also, you know, a lot of times when you're having something like this, sometimes it's just enough to sit down and just breathe, you know, because, you know, you're in the middle of it. And
yeah.
With your chart with Pluto angular, meaning Pluto's on your ascendant in your natal chart, it's a very personal transit for you. You know, for some people it's in another house, but for you it's like right in your face. So you have to kind of go, it's right in my face. Pluto's right there in my face, so let me understand what am I to learn from this? What am I being taught? What area is being challenged in me that allows me to then turn to Pluto and say, okay, I get the lesson, you know. and you don't have to keep shaking the tree, by the way. But he is almost done shaking the tree, you know, so that's the good news. You're almost through it, but you're not quite through it yet. And so your job is to hang on and know it will pass, and when it passes, and I can give you legion people, and I'm sure Mark can too, from our client base, when you get to the other side of the Pluto transit, your life is completely different. It doesn't look the way it used to look, like a tsunami or like an avalanche. But the other part is, you say, I never want to give up what I learned. I learned so much. And then you say, and I never want to go through it again.
Yes.
And the good news is, this is a once-in-a-lifetime transit. The bad news is, it happens to be blowing up all the parts of your life. But it is a once-in-a-lifetime transit. So you're almost finished with it. So don't give up yet, because the good stuff's coming.
A lot of times what Pluto asks us to do is
to look at what we're partnering with and to say, is this something I should partner with? And sometimes with your chart, you're going to stay a little longer than you should because you get afraid to let go of things.
That's very typical. And there is I'll just call it a relationship. This was a class I took, and it was supposed to lead to a professional new direction. But, again, like the relationship just blew up, and it makes me feel like it blew up to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have this, and I don't know if I'm correct, but that's what I guess my immediate reaction was, but I have this tendency to, like you said, hang on to stuff too long, and also by doing that, letting it damage me more, you know, and cause unnecessary damage. And that's what I feel like is happening in that aspect, and, you know, it's very painful.
Right, and that's okay. But now you're like, okay, I got it. I'm burned. I'm going to let you go. You're gone. Bye-bye. And then I'm going to go bandage my burns, and I'm not going to hang on so tight next time. But that's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, life is school. You know, we're in school.
Yeah.
So your soul's trying to learn something about when to hang on and when to let go.
Yeah.
And when to believe what they're saying to you and when not to believe it. Right?
Yeah.
And to trust the behavior rather than the words. All of those are very hard lessons to have acting at the same time.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, very accurate.
Yeah. So you're going to feel much better. You got a little more to go. Just hang in there. Keep praying. Don't talk to people that make you feel bad. Cry when you need to. Call the show, and Mark and I will take your call.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Okay. So good luck with that. We know Pluto transits, nasty little thing.
Yeah.
So this is
Dan
Orton signing off from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side. And Mark?
Mark Waltz. And no Bright Red Desk, but I'm over on the other side of town. Thanks
for listening,
everyone.
We'll catch you all
everyone.
Next week. And we do on Tuesdays. We're at the Open Center, and we're also teaching a class in March on Unwrapping the Natal Chart with That's Heather, right. who will be coming and joining us. So have a great week, folks, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for
Bye,
listening.
Mark.
Bye. Bye.